Lopez Dever?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. This is time when the County Council holds public hearings on zoning applications. Each application will be announced. The director will review with the council the minutes and testimony from the P&amp;Z hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present any witnesses they may have. The council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicants presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who wishes to speak in favor of the application. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state their reasons for the opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. The applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, council will do likewise. And the first application today is conditional use number 1928, application of Devin Rice. Mr. Abbott.
This is an application to consider conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for storage of equipment and a home office for a landscaping business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.49 acres more or less. It's located northeast of Beaver Dam Road, 0.3 mile west of Church Street, and the property is identified as tax map 334, map 5, parcel 180. I passed down a copy of the survey. Planning Commission held their public hearings on April the 26th. The commission had received comments from DLDOT, County Engineering Department, the Sussex Conservation District. The applicant was present and gave a presentation.
Okay.
On the 26th, the commission deferred action for further consideration and to allow Mr. Smith the opportunity to participate in the vote if he so chose. And that motion carried 4-0. On May the 10th, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Johnson stated that he would move that the commission recommend approval of CU 1928. for Devin Rice for a conditional use for storage of equipment and a home office for a landscaping business based on the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the use is a benefit to Sussex County residents and provides a service to the county. Two, the applicant intends to reside upon the property and use the existing structures, including a pole barn for the business. Three, the applicant has improved the site since his purchase of it, hauling away 10 loads of trash and debris. Four, the applicant has stated that all equipment, storage, and repairs will be located inside the pole barn. Five, there is no indication that the use will adversely affect neighboring properties, the community, or area roadways. The use will also be consistent with other nearby uses, which include similar small-scale landscaping companies. Six, no parties appeared at the hearing in opposition to this application, and this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, one unladed sign not to exceed 32 square feet in size shall be permitted. B, the final site plan shall show the location for parking of trailers, trucks, and equipment used for the business. C, as stated by the applicant, all lawnmowers shall be stored inside the pole barn. D, as stated by the applicant, all maintenance and repair of equipment shall incur inside the pole barn. E, no junked or inoperable vehicles or equipment shall remain stored on the lot at any time. F, as stated by the applicant, the hours of operation shall be Monday through Saturday from 7:30 a.m. through 6 p.m. G, the location for a dumpster shall be shown on the site plan. It shall also be screened from view of neighboring properties or the roadway. H, any security lights for the business areas shall be screened so that they do not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. I, no employees shall park on public roads or shoulders. All employee parking shall be on the applicant's property. And there should be a J, which would require that the final site plan be approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission. And there was a motion and a second. Carry unanimously to forward this application to the council with a recommendation that it be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. And that motion carried 4-0. And we have not received any additional correspondence or information.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Abbott. Are there any questions from council members?
There was nothing said about if he wants to live somewhere else. And
no, he's going.
His next step would be if he wanted to move out and just keep running the business, and he would have to come back to us.
If you made that a stipulation.
No, that's not in, yeah, that's not in there, right?
No.
I thought that, oh, that was just a reason. That wasn't a condition.
No, he just stated he was still going to reside on the site.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And there was no, Shane, there was no mention of stockpiling material.
Correct.
Right, so it's just the equipment?
Yes.
Okay, all right. That's all.
Okay, is there anyone here for the applicant?
Yes.
Yes, would you come forward?
Yes.
And if you would give us your name and address, please.
My name is Kim Rice. I'm Devin Rice's mother. Really, I'm here to, obviously, on his behalf at his request. I didn't know what this should entail today. He's working and asked me to come. So I think you've summed it up to understand all the particulars of his business. It's a very small landscape business. When he started, he's 23, when he started about 10 years ago with an old riding lawnmower. So it certainly has grown, as you state, from all appearances. You wouldn't know necessarily that he was operating a business. He has a pole barn and all. He's very meticulous, and all his equipment is kept within. He does live there on site with his wife and his two-year-old daughter. So, and I anticipate that should be the way, at least into the foreseeable future. I don't know that he would be there for the rest of his years. It's a small home, and if they have additional children, I would imagine he would need to either add on or move on. But at any rate, we would anticipate that he should be there for some duration. So, other than that, no, I have nothing to add.
I saw the property. It's not far from me, and it really is a nice looking property. It's well kept, and the house is very nice. I was wondering what kind of off-street parking is going to be provided.
He is has been in contact with the farmer behind. He would like to lease more space, if at all possible. But he has there's certainly space in the driveway. You know, he's enlarged it. I believe it's Crush and Run, but there's ample parking in the driveway and along the pole barn. And he has his best friend working for him, and I think I don't know, maybe two Hispanic men.
Why would there be four cars parked out front right now, or this morning, let's put it that way?
That would be the...
On the road.
Those would be the...
On the shoulder of the road.
I'm three just, that
is that part of the operation? Or?
Yeah. Unless it is His wife is there on a, she works part-time unless she has
visitors. It's a Tupperware party.
Pardon?
could be guests, house guests. But I'm just...
Visitors. I wouldn't call them a house guest. They're okay. Not there for anything. Okay. They don't have any extra bedrooms, so that's helpful.
Okay. Just wondering, because it does look like they could have parked on the property from what I can see. So I'm just curious.
But yeah, the driveway is wide enough. Mm-hmm. So I don't
it know. Looks that way. Okay.
Well, isn't there something in there referencing that no employees shall park on the public roads or shoulders? All employees should be parking on the applicant property.
After this is...
Part of conditions, yep.
Yeah, after this.
Okay,
is
and
passed.
Shane, when they have to show that they'll have ample parking for,
correct.
If what Ms. Deaver yep. says, like four parking spots or whatever. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Are there any other questions from council? Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else in favor? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Seeing none at this point, Mr. President, if there are no additional questions by council, the public hearing will be closed and the public record can be closed as well.
Any more questions of council? We'll close the public hearing. Yeah. And without any opposition, we'll close the public record.
Mm-hmm.
And ask, but you'd have a seat. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Moore, if you read the short title.
Yes, it's an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for storage of equipment and a home office for landscaping business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.49 acre, more or less, with conditions, and they were the conditions A through J, as read by Mr. Abbott into the record.
Entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion we adopt that.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second. Mr. Cole, any questions on the motion? Not, we'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
I vote yes for the reasons and the conditions given. And it's a tremendous improvement in our neighborhood. And some jurisdictions don't even require any additional conditional uses. If you just want to have a landscaping business or a greenhouse, you can have it in AR1. So it's certainly acceptable.
Mr. Cole.
Yes, with the conditions, I think that it will be properly regulated and controlled as a home occupation and a office for a landscaping business.
Mr. Phillips?
I vote yes, and I agree with Ms. Deaver. This is probably something that should be by right, and I'd encourage staff to look at that.
Wilson?
I vote the same reason. I vote yes.
Based on the recommendations of planning and zoning and with the conditions so stated, I also vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. The next application is change of zone number 1715, the application of 20 Storage LLC. Mr. Abbott?
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1 acre more or less, lying north of Zion Church Road, 700 feet east of the intersection of Deer Run Road. This property is identified as tax map 5-33, map 11, parcel 7803. The commission held their hearing April 26th of this year. The applicant submitted an exhibit booklet, which I have passed down for your review. The commission received comments from DLDOT, Sussex County Engineering Department, and the Sussex Conservation District. There were two representatives of the applicant that were present, gave a presentation. On the 26th, the commission deferred action for further consideration. That motion carried 4-0. Mr. Smith was absent. On May the 10th, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Ross stated that he would move that the commission recommend approval of CZ 1715 for 20 Storage LLC for a change in zone from AR1 to CR1 based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the project is located within a developing area according to the county comprehensive land use plan. Two, the property is located in an area that is developing with a series of small commercial enterprises, and the use proposed for this site is consistent with those commercial activities. Most recently, the next-door property was rezoned to CR1 in July of 2011. Also, to Twin Cedars, the property directly across Route 20 was rezoned CR1. Three, the site is served by the Johnson Corner Sanitary Sewer District. Four, the proposed use as an office for the proposed next-door mini-storage facility meets the purpose of the CR1 zoning, and the rezoning is consistent with the character and trend of development in the immediate area and is consistent with the purposes of the comprehensive land use plan and the zoning ordinance, in that it promotes the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the present and future inhabitants of Sussex County. Five, the applicant will meet or exceed all DLDOT requirements. Six, no parties appeared in opposition to the rezoning of the property. And finally, any proposed use will require site plan review and approval by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to the council with the recommendation that it be approved for the reasons stated. And that motion carried 4-0 as Mr. Smith was absent. We've not received any additional information or correspondence. And as I stated, I passed down the exhibit book that was submitted.
Okay. Do you have anything else, Mr. Abbott?
Yes, sir.
Are there any questions from council? If not, Mr. Byard.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. For the record, Gene Byard on behalf of the applicant, 20 Storage LLC. With me is the project engineer. I beg your pardon.
Three minutes.
Ken Christenberry. How about four? This is the sister application to change of zone 1705, which you all adopted last July. 1705 was an application rezoned 3 acres immediately west of this property. East of this property on the north side of Route 20 from AR1 to CR1 for a mini storage facility. This 1 acre property is immediately west of that property. It's owned by the same applicant. The applicant proposes to change the zoning of the property from AR1 to CR1 to accommodate a residence and office for an on-site manager for the mini storage facility. As Shane noted, the commission found that the application is consistent with the character and trend of development in this highway commercial area and consistent with the comprehensive land use plan. With that, Ken, if you could introduce yourself.
Kenneth Christenberry with Axiom Engineering here in Georgetown. I'm a Delaware licensed professional engineer.
Can you describe the property in its present condition?
It's a single family home with some outbuildings, a little bit of trees, gravel driveway. None of those things are intended to change with the proposed use.
Given the size of this application, did this require a trip to PLUS?
We submitted an application and they told us not to bother.
What about DLDOT? What did DLDOT tell you?
They gave us a letter of no objection.
So there's a letter of no objection in the file, and there is a commercial entrance permit on file for the mini storage facility.
We have a letter of no objection for the we haven't gone through the construction approvals yet, but that letter of objection has been approved for the...
Any wetlands on site? Any stormwater issues?
Nothing that can't be handled with standard BMPs.
Source of water and sewer?
Artesian for the water and the Sussex County Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District.
You went to the trouble of preparing that board. Can you take the commission? Excuse me, council on a quick tour of the area?
Certainly. This orange property is owned B1. Mr. Byard and I appeared before you about 2 years ago. We brought that in. This is the European Auto Works. It's zoned C1. There's a 50-foot wide pipe stem leading to 17 acres in the back, which I believe may be largely wetlands, and I don't know how developable that may be, but it's not owned by our client. This is the subject of the application. This 3 acres is moving forward with development plans for mini storage. Directly across the street is the Twin Cedars development that was zoned CR1. And then several doors down, there's two more parcels of C1 located right there. And then back towards Roxana, there are three C1 parcels and a B1 parcel.
So east, west, and south of the property is CR1?
Correct.
This property is in the level 2 and level 3 areas on the state strategies for policies and spending. The state anticipates growth in this area, and the state will, if it has any money, make investments to support growth in the area. Really, this application is nothing more than infill, and we'd be glad to answer any questions, Mr. Vincent. I think we're
take all the time you need.
any questions from council?
Well, you say infill, but none of the stuff has been built that we've rezoned recently, has it? Just its zoning is all that's in place, but there's no structures, no...
The
water and sewer. Water and sewer are present, but they've only been there. The sewer went in about a year and a half, 2 years ago.
This is
Auto Works has been there a long time, right?
Correct.
The process of site plan review.
Okay.
This is the on-site office and manager's property. What happens to Twin Cedars, I suspect, is up till back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Any other questions? Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Seeing none, is there anyone here in opposition? Seeing none, and Mr. Byard, I'd like to thank you for adequately covering the record, but your brevity.
Under a lot of pressure, Mr. Moore.
Well, you set the standard. Probably a year ago, you gave a 5-minute presentation, self-imposed limit. There was another Sussex County attorney did likewise, and there was a poor Kent County attorney in attendance, and he thought that was the rule, and he went 5 minutes.
I'd like to see their billable hours, though. We have confirmation of any of this?
Yes.
Same with the engineer. We look at him smiling like a...
Mr. Byron bills in 4-hour blocks.
Yeah,
he bills for you also. Oh, you're lucky.
Mr. President, at this point, the public record can be closed, and with if it suits the council, the public hearing is closed, and the public record with council's permission, likewise.
We will close the public hearing, and if that's so, the council has any opposition, we'll close the public record. And if you'll read the short title, Mr. Moore.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1 acre more or less.
Entertain a motion.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second, Mr. Wilson, to approve CZ-1715. Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
I vote yes, and the reasons are the same as were specified by Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Cole?
Yes. With the reasons, I think there's some other uses that are similar in the adjacent parcels.
Mr. Phillips?
I vote yes. I agree with counsel for the applicant. It is infill and with the findings.
Mr. Wilson?
I vote yes along with P&Z.
I also agree with the findings of planning and zoning and their reasons. And I would likewise vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We are adjourned.
Pretty good.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know what?